I'm a little late, but it's great. As you can tell, I got a little bit more energy now. I think my voice is coming back. Actually, nah, I'm still kind of tripping. But I think I'm up for the rest of the night. This is technically late, but I'm gonna count it. I'm trying to think what I could tell. Shoot, bruh. I guess I'm gonna just share how I love Gundam. So I think the first Gundam I seen was maybe, I don't know why I think it's Gundam Wing, but it had to be Mobile Suit Gundam first. But Gundam Wing stuck out to me more. I think Gundam Wing is better than Mobile Suit Gundam, but Mobile Suit Gundam did its thing too. Like that sort of standard Gundam Wing just blew it out the water. But to this day, man, I think Gundam, actually it's a tie. Anyway, as a series, as a whole, as like different seasons. I don't know what to call them. It's not spinoffs. Like, you got a series, but they switch it up a little bit every time. I guess it's just seasons. Anyway, Digimon and Gundam, bro. Digimon and Gundam. Those are, like, got a special place in my heart. Like, I put them to the right side. They're always gonna be a top. Like, if you could, what they call it in Japan, isekai yourself, probably gonna pick Gundam or Digimon. Probably Digimon, because I ain't trying to die. I know damn straight I don't even know if I'd get a Gundam. I'd probably be in Zaku, Ball or some shit, get destroyed. But unless it's the Gunpla junk. But I'm not trying to do no Gunpla, man. I want the real deal type shit. I'm trying to, hey, let's go into Archangel, motherfucker, let's go. Or Iron-Blooded Orphans type, you know what I mean? nah, for real, celestial being. I'm a celestial being out this motherfucker, man. Dang. Innovator. Some shit. I forgot what Satsuna said, but Digimon and Gundam, bro. And Digimon so raw because they always tweak it. They make it a little different. That's why I like it more than Pokemon. And Pokemon's that same formula. They just make different. Not different, but they just make more Pokemon just to keep going. Like, it's getting kind of ridiculous. I mean, yeah, they add in different evolutions and mega evolution and stuff. But I don't know. I just, and that motherfucker Ash never aged, bro. Digimon just got a reboot, though. It looked kind of good. I only seen, like, 3 episodes. But my favorite was Frontier, bro. That's the one with the spirits. When I seen Takuya transform into Agumon, I was like, yo, this shit fire as hell. And I think in canonically, I think that was the first Jump. But yeah, man, I need them to come out with some new games, because I really haven't had a really good one in a minute. I mean, Gundam got that extreme burst boost or whatever, but I was kind of trash at it. Still got it. I should practice. But I gotta, you know, play this Lord of the Rings jump. But anyway. Yeah, man, Digimon Rumble Arena, that was my jump, bro. That was my thing, and that the newest one that they put on PS3, man, the jump was so trash. I ain't even play it, but I know it's trash. I seen it, jump. I could tell it was trash, bro. I don't know why they switched the formula up, but, shout out to Mega Man Network. The 20-year anniversary is coming up, or maybe it already passed. I don't remember. Capcom need to get their stuff together because they haven't released a Mega Man game in the longest time. One of the producers or something had to make Mighty Number 9, and that joint didn't really hit. But or at least a Mega Man Zero. I don't know if they don't have the rights or what, because I was really hyped for the next Mega Man Zero Advent, the sequel to that. Or Star Force. I don't even care, bro. Like, I love those style games. And program advances and whatnot. They don't want to take my money, bro. I bought a Switch. Mega Man was supposed to go to the... Man, I can't even talk about this. I'm starting to get passionate. I see y'all in a bit.